3, 2, 1. Thank you. Good morning. Welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful today that you're listening, and we do trust that you'll receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We want to take this opportunity to invite you to come to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. We have our Sunday school beginning this morning at 10 o'clock, and we'd like for you to come. Bring your Bibles and your families and just be with us today. If you're looking for a place where you can just forget the cares of this world and worship God in a spirit of joy and peace, then we invite you to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Our preaching service begins this morning about 11 o'clock, and then our evening services tonight are about 4 o'clock, and then at 7 o'clock Wednesday night. These are our times, at 10 o'clock this morning and for our Sunday school, 11 o'clock for preaching, at 4 o'clock this afternoon for our preaching service, and then 7 o'clock on Wednesday night. So if you want to really worship God, we invite you to come into our fellowship and bring your Bibles and your families and study the Word of God with us. We've been preaching the last few Sunday mornings concerning the question, what is lost? And we've covered it in these points. Number one is that being lost is simply being born into the human race and reaching an age of accountability, or that you know that you're accountable to God for your actions and for your deeds. And then secondly, we considered being lost is having a knowledge of God but not knowing Him as your personal Savior. You know, a lot of people can know that there's a God, just like the devils know there's a God, and yet they're lost. The third point we considered was believing the Word of God, that is, believing the Bible is the Word of God, without believing Jesus is your Savior. And we studied that point. And then point number four is believing in Jesus Christ without believing in a day or in a time when He saved your soul. And so this morning's lesson will be being lost is being a church member, is trusting in your church membership to save you. Now, we want to start our reading here in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Now remember, the lesson this morning is being lost is trusting in your church membership or trusting in your baptism to save you. And none of those things will work. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through Jesus Christ. Anybody that comes up any other way is a thief and a robber, and they will not go into the eternal city. If you trust in your church or in the doctrines that your church teaches, you're still trusting in the wrong thing. If you're trusting in the fact that your name is written down on a church roll somewhere, you're trusting in the wrong thing. If you're trusting in being baptized as an infant or as an older person, you're trusting in the wrong thing. Jesus is what you need to trust in, not in anything else. Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Bible said in verse 13, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were you baptized in the name of Paul? Paul says in verse 14, I thank God that I baptized none of you but Crispus and Gaius, lest any should say I had baptized in mine own name. And I baptized also the household of Stephanus. Besides, I know not whether I baptized any other. Now look in verse 17. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Paul is the greatest missionary the world has ever known. And Paul says, Jesus Christ did not send me to baptize anybody, but He sent me to preach the gospel. That ought to tell us the most important thing. Someone would say, well, baptism is very important. I know that it is. But as far as a person being saved, baptism will never save anybody. Having your name on a church roll will never save you. Someone would say, well, I thought it would. Well, let me ask you this. If you put your name on a tombstone, does that mean you're dead? There's a lot of prearranged funerals anymore, and where that even the person's name is placed on the tombstone and placed at the grave site. That doesn't mean the person's dead, because the date of their death is not there. The person is not dead. They're not laid in the grave yet. And so it is with those people that are trusting in their church membership. Just because they've got the name on the church roll doesn't really mean anything at all. If you would, look in the book of Luke chapter 10. And in this place, Jesus sent out some men to go before Him and to preach the gospel and to do many marvelous things. And He sent them out and they did it. They were able to cast out devils and demons and heal people. And they came back rejoicing. I mean, they were very glad. In verse 17 of Luke chapter 10, the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through Thy name. And Jesus said, that's nothing. I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. That doesn't mean anything at all. He said, this is what you ought to rejoice in. Not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. And so your name may be on a church roll somewhere, but that's not what's important. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your only personal Savior? I think of a church member who was lost, and his name was Judas Iscariot. The Bible said he had a devil. The Bible says that this man went out and did miracles. As a matter of fact, in the book of Matthew chapter 10, Judas is named as one of the men that Jesus sent out with the power to do miracles. Jesus was a member of the first church, the church that Jesus organized. Judas was a man who listened to the teachings of Jesus Christ. He was a man who was baptized. He was a man who held an office in the church. The Bible said he had the bag. He was the treasurer. He was lost. What do we find in this? We find that of all the things that men can do, nothing will save them except what Jesus has done for them. Jesus is the one that must save. A man can do all kinds of things and say that he's doing these things in the name of God, but all of those things will not save him at all. Read with me, please, in the book of Matthew chapter 7. The Bible said in verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? That's preaching. And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Look in this place. The Bible says that there will be people that will stand before God at the great white throne judgment, the judgment of the lost. And they will say, Lord, have we not preached in your name? And Jesus will say, I never knew you. Listen, the Bible says that there will be preachers that will die and go to a devil's hell. The Bible says that there will be people that have cast out devils in the name of Jesus Christ. And they'll die and go to hell because they've never been saved. The Bible said there'll be people that have done many wonderful works in the name of Jesus Christ. And yet they're lost. They're going to spend the eternity in hell. Look what I'm saying and what the Bible is saying. Being lost is doing all of those things and trusting in your church membership, trusting in your baptism, trusting that your name is on a church roll somewhere, trusting in your preaching, trusting in your teaching, trusting in all your doings. That is being lost. But trusting in Jesus Christ is the most important thing of all. There were those people in the book of Luke chapter 10 that went out and were able to cast out devils, that were able to heal people. But the most important thing of all, Jesus said, was that your names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm asking you this morning, not whether you've got your name on a church roll somewhere, not whether you've done this or that or some other thing, but rather I'm asking you this morning, was there a time when Jesus Christ came into your heart and saved your unworthy soul from a devil's hell? Look with me in the book of 3 John. The book of 3 John, there's only one chapter. The Bible said here in verse 9 concerning a church member who was lost as lost could be. The book of 3 John, verse 9, he says, I wrote unto the church, but Diophrates, who loveth to have the preeminence among them, receiveth us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds which he doeth, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith, but neither hath he himself received the brethren, but forbidding them that would and casteth them out of the church. Here is a man who is lost. He wants to have the preeminence in the church. He doesn't want Jesus to have the preeminence. The name Diophrates means son of Zeus. Zeus is the principal god among the Greeks. Diophrates refused to change his name so as to describe his new relationship with his new Lord, as the name of Paul and Barnabas was changed. Paul's name was Saul, but it was changed to Paul. Barnabas was named Barnabas because it means the son of consolation, reflecting his new relationship with Christ. But Diophrates refused to have his name changed. It doesn't seem possible to me that one would have a new Lord and yet retain a name which glorifies an old God. In closing, let me read this to you, please. In the book of Revelation, chapter 20, and verse 11 through 15, the condemnation for those that are lost is indeed great. It is so great that I cannot describe with words the terribleness of their condemnation. In Revelation chapter 20 and verse 11, the Bible said, and I saw a great white throne. This is not the judgment of the saved, but of the lost. And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead. The word dead here means the lost people, those dead in Christ, dead away from Christ. Small and great, they're standing before God. And the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which are written in the books according to their works. And nobody shall escape. The Bible said in verse 13, the sea gave up the dead which were in it. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. Now let me read verse 15. Revelation 20, verse 15. The Bible said, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You remember what it said in the book of Luke, chapter 10? There in verse 17, where that the people had gone out, the 70 had gone out, and had cast out many demons, and they were rejoicing because of that. And Jesus says, rejoice because your names are written in the Lamb's book of life. I want to ask you this morning, can you rejoice because you know that your name is written down in heaven's roll book? I pray that you can. I pray this morning that you'll not rejoice simply because your name is on the church roll of some church somewhere, but rather that your name is written down in the Lamb's book of life. And if you're trusting to get to heaven because of your good works or because of you're following what your church says you ought to follow, you're following your baptism, you're doing all these things, let me tell you this. You need to trust Jesus Christ because He and only He can forgive sins. Just go directly to God and confess to God that you're lost, that you have been born into this human race, that you're without Him. And Jesus Christ, and He alone, can save your unworthy soul. We see that our time has gone away from us again today. We do appreciate you listening to this radio program and trust that you'll receive a blessing from it. Come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church. Thank you now for listening.